Shalom Rabosa, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Pei Ches. We are holding a Taf Pei Ches. We are in the middle of the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim in terms of the chronology of Maamar Sinai. Just to recap, Rabbi Yossi says that Bnei Yisrael got, Rosh Chodesh was Sunday of that year. Bnei Yisrael got to Midbar Sinai. And then they got the Torah on Shabbos, on Zion Sivan. The Chacham say they got to Rosh Chodesh was Monday, and they received the Torah on Shabbos, which was Vav Sivan. And they also argue in terms of how many days there were, whether there were 3 days of Prisha Ben Ish LeIshto, the 3 days of separation between man and wife according to Rabbi Yossi, and 2 days of separation according to the Chachamim. So we're still trying to prove one way or another. We are at the top of Peiches and Aleph Tashma. I'll bring you a proof. The Gemara is still trying to bring proofs from Brises. The Tanya we learned in the Seder Olam. We learned in Seder Olam. Seder Olam is a group of Brises that Rabbi Yossi himself put together. As you can already guess, we're going to see, you know, it's interesting that Rabbi Yossi is the one who compiled it, but you'll see that this is actually going to be one of the Rabbanan Shitas. But anyway, it's a proof against Rabbi Yossi. The Brisa says, Nisan Shebo Yotsu Yisrael Mimitzrayim, right? Nisan, that when Bnei Yisrael went out of Egypt, so Bar Basar Shachtu Pischayim, on the 14th they shechted the Korban Pesach, B'chamishasar Yotsu, on the 15th they went out, also Yom Erev Shabbos Haya, and that was Friday. It will be Deresh Yachad and Nisan Erev Shabbos, and since we know that Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on Erev Shabbos, so therefore Resh Yachad the Iyar Chad B'Shabsa, Rosh Chodesh for Iyar would be on Sunday. Right, again, as we pointed out, right, Nisan was usually Mole that year we discussed. So that's, if it's Mole, then it's 30 days, so it's 28 days, right, so it's 4 weeks plus 2 days. So if the previous Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, so then Iyar, the next Rosh Chodesh, is going to be on Sunday, 2 days later. V'sivan betrei v'shamsa. And therefore, the next month, which is going to be Chaser, right, because we try and alternate Mole and Chaser months. So Sivan, which is 29, when Iyar is 29 days, so Rosh Chodesh Sivan, therefore, will be the day after the previous Rosh Chodesh, which is Monday. That's Kasha Rabbi Yossi, right? And Rabbi Yossi said it's on Sunday. And the Rabbanan said that Rosh Chodesh Nisivan that year was Monday. So I'm like, Rabbi Yossi, how many Rabbanan need? Rabbi Yossi would just say, no, that brisa that I collected is simply the shita of the Rabbanan. It's not a contradiction to my shita at all. Tashma will bring you another proof. Rabbi Yossi Omer B'Sheni Ola Moshe V'Yored. Rabbi Yossi says that on the second day, on Monday, Moshe went up to Har Sinai and came back down. B'Shlishi Ola V'Yored. On Tuesday, he went up and down. B'dalit, on the Wednesday, Yorad v'shuv lo Allah. Right, he came down and then he did not go up again. So the Gemara says, wait a second, how could you have gone down on Wednesday if he hadn't gone back up? Right, again, on Monday he went up and one came down. Tuesday he went up and came down. Wednesday he came down. Well, how does that work? So me'achar shalo Allah mehechan Yorad. If he didn't go up on Wednesday, where did he come down from? Elabervi Allah Yorad. Rather, no, you're right. He actually went up and down on Wednesday. V'chamishi b'nav mizbech, on the fifth day he built a mizbech. V'kriv alav korban, he brought a korban. V'shishi lo hayo lo p'nai, and on Friday he didn't have any time. My love, Mishim Torah, is that not because Kosh Baruch Hu was about to give them the Torah? Again, we mentioned that Moshe, Rashi here says that Moshe got the Seres Hadibros. That right. Lo hayalo p'nai la'alo shekiv l'kulam yachad esedibros. So the Gemara says, so lo mishum torah shabbos. So it wasn't actually what's it called? That price is a steer against Rabbi Yossi. Says if we had been assuming up until now that everybody agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos, right now we're assuming that the Torah was given on that day on Friday, right? And since Rabbi Yossi is the one who said this, so that's against Rabbi Yossi's shita that the Torah was given on Shabbos and it was given on the 7th of Sivan. So the Gemara says, no, what's my, what is it? It's not because what do you mean when he was, he didn't have any time? Mishum Torah Shabbos. Because Moshe was ready, preparing for Shabbos, he didn't have any time, to do anything else. Right, preparing Shabbos, right? You still had to prepare for Shabbos back in the day. Right, okay, fine. It's therefore not a proof against Rabbi Yossi. Darish Ahugli Lo. A rabbi in the Galil darshan the following drasha. Darish Ahugli Lo Aled Rav Chista. A rabbi from the Galil darshan the front of Rav Chista. Baruch Rachman. Blessed be Hakash Baruch Hu Diyav Orion Tilisa, who gave us. The Torah in thirds, La'am Tulisai, to the people of thirds, Ayidei Tulisai, via someone who was third, B'yom Tulisai, on the third day, B'yarcha Tulisai, and on the third month, right, on the third day and the third month. What's going on over there? So what we have to explain each one of these things. The Torah was given in thirds. So he said, that's Rashi says, Tanakh, Torah Neviim Uksuvim. La'am Tulisai, what do you mean, the people of thirds? So you have Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Ayidei Tulisai, says Rashi, Moshe Tulisai. Right? Moshe was the third born of Amram and Yocheved. B'yom Tulisai, what do you mean, on the third day? Was the Machlokes is between Vav Sivan and Zayin Sivan. What do you mean, the third day? So Rashi says, L'prisha, the third day after the men and the wives separated. And so that seems to imply, all right, during the third month, obviously, is Sivan. So that, come on, who is that like? That's like the Rabbanan. It's not a proof against Rabbi Yossi, but that's actually the Rabbanan Shita and Lamaisa. There's no real clear hachra here in the Gemara, which Mandelmer is correct. Okay. Vayter to a Gemara you definitely or probably have heard around Shavuos time, if not earlier. The Pasuk says that they gathered at the foot of the mountain, but literally means tachtis is like at underneath, or is on the bottom. So I'm Rav Dimi Baruch Hama Baruch Asa, Malami Shekof HaKosh Baruch Hu Aleim is a Har Kigigas. The Kosh Baruch Hu picked up the mountain, held it over their heads like a barrel. V'amar Lahem, and he said to them, Imatem Mekapim HaTorah Mutav, if you accept the Torah, great. V'im Lav, but if not, Sham Tekvu Aspem, there is where your burial ground will be. There's a lot to say on this whole parsha. We're not going to really do it now, but just to say something quickly, something about the questions. First of all, Chazal asked, "What do you mean that Hashem picked up the mountain like a barrel?" Right? If you want to strike awe and fear in people's hearts, so what is more terrifying, holding a mountain over someone's head or a barrel? So what is this whole imagery about a barrel? Why does it say Hashem take for us? There will be your burial ground. Also, if Akash, right, Bnei Israel were encamped around the mountain, yeah, they were usher to go on, it was usher for them to go on to the mountain. Yeah, so they're encamped around the mountain. Akash Baruch Hu picks up the mountain. Yeah, let's say Akash Baruch Hu would theoretically drop it. Would that kill anybody? If they are not allowed to be underneath the mountain. What do you mean they were encamped underneath the mountain? Shem Tink, for us, okay, so there's a lot of Vort Lachon, this very beautiful, Ayin Shem. But let's just see quickly what the Gemara says. Amar Ravacha Bar Yaakov Mikan Mudah Rabba LaRaisa. From here, you have a notification almost. Mudah Hoda'a is a notification about the Torah. What does that mean? So Rashi says Mudah Rabba She'im Yazminim LeDin. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to bring us to judgment, Lama lo kiyamtem, ma shekibaltem, why didn't you fulfill what you accepted? So aleichem, ma shekibaltem aleichem, what you accepted upon yourselves, yeshlam tshuva shekiblu bonus. Now you can have all of the sinners can say, listen, we were forced into it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced us into it. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav afal pi kein hador kiblu b'mei HaShveirosh. So even though that is true in terms of what the narrative, Am Yisrael still re-accepted the Torah in the times of Achashverosh, and therefore we do not longer have the claim that Hashem forced us into it, because the Pasuk says, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, they affirmed and they accepted, Kimu mashikiblu kfar, they were Mekayim, they fulfilled what they had already accepted, meaning that Bnei Yisrael kind of took a reaffirmed this commitment to the Torah and said, we're accepting it me'ava. So there's a lot of divrei Torah around here. There's Purim divrei Torah, there's also Shavuos divrei Torah, but Daf Yomi style, we'll get over it. Amar Chizki says, Ma'ay dechtiv, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, Mishamayim, Hashma din eretz yira v'shaketa, Many, if from the heavens you heard the din, and the land was afraid and quiet. Sigmar says, "In Yira Lama Shaketo." If it was afraid, why was it quiet? Very, you know, usually people who are afraid are, I guess they could be quiet, but you know, usually yelling, running, screaming. Right, Vim Shaketo Lama Yira. And if it was quiet, why were they afraid? So Ella rather Betchila Yira Vasov Shaketo. Originally they were terrified. Am Yisrael were afraid, like we pointed out before. Held what's called over their head. But in the end, it was quiet. Everybody was relaxed, and the land was fine. And the land chilled out. So Gemara says, "V'lama yira." So why was the land actually afraid? They're afraid that Bnei Yisrael wouldn't get the Torah. So yeah, Kidur Rish Lakish, like Rish Lakish said, the Amar Rish Lakish, "Ma'ide chtiv vayer vayvroker yom hashishi." Hey, you say, "Ralamali." Why do we have an extra hey? Right, all the other days say Yom Revi, Yom Shlishi, etc., etc. Why do we say Hashishi? Right, the way we make Kiddush. What is that extra hey doing there? Malamei shehisna Kosh Baruch Hu in Maisa Breishis. It seems that Kosh Baruch Hu made a tenai, made a condition with the things he created. He said, "Listen, this is the deal. Amalahem, in Yisrael Makabla Matorah, if Am Yisrael accept the Torah on Hashishi, right, the sixth. What's the sixth? So the sixth day of Sivan." Atem is kaimim. Then you will be mekayim. You will stay in existence. Vim lav, but if not, so the whole purpose of creation was that we should get the Torah. And if they don't accept the Torah, so I mean, nachzir is chem tov avo. Everything's going back to its original state, tov avo, and we're starting over. That's why the land was nervous, right? Because its existence, kilu, was in limbo until Am Yisrael accepted the Torah. Darash Rav Simoi. B'shar Sheik Dima Yisrael Nasa L'Nishma Bo Shishim Ribu Shal Malachai Asharis. At the moment Am Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, there were 600,000 angels. L'Kol Echad V'Echad Yisrael Akashu Lo Shtei K'tarim. Every person in Am Yisrael got two crowns. Echad K'neged Nasa, Echad K'neged Nishma, one for Nasa, one for Nishma. V'Kemen Shechatu Yisrael, and then when Am Yisrael did the Eagle Azav, 40 days later, Yardu Mea V'Esrim Ribu Malachai Chavala. Right, 120,000, 1.2 million angels came down, right, one for each crown. Yes, if 600,000 angels came with two crowns each. So one angel for each crown, destructive angels came for each crown, upirkom, and took the crowns off. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, v'yisnat zlu b'nei Yisrael es edyam me'archoreth. B'nei Yisrael were stripped of their edyam, of their crowns, of their valuables at Har Sinai. Amrav Chava Bar Rav Chanina, Bechorev Tanu, Bechorev Parku, at Chorev they put the crowns on, they literally mean loaded, and at Chorev they were unloaded. Bechorev Tanu Kedarman, at Chorev they put the crowns on, like we said. Bechorev Parku, what does that mean? Right? Well, that Dechtiv, it's not Slup, B'nai Yisrael, etc. So you see, that's the pasuk that proves what we just said, right? Reiteration of that story. Amrav Yochanan, Bekulam Zacha Moshe. And Moshe was zocha to all of these crowns. For Nathan, and he took them. The Samech Leik, the Pasuk says, right after that, Moshe Yikach Ez HaOhel. Moshe took the Ohel, implying the right Rashi says, Oso Eidi Lashon Acher Ez HaOhel Lashon Behelo. Behelo Nero. Right? It's Behu Haya Kiron Or Panav. What was the thing that Moshe actually got when he came down from Har Sinai? Well, what did these crowns manifest as? So the Keren Or Panav, the light that Moshe's face was lit up, and he had to put on a mask, he had to put on a masveh, before so people could actually look at him and see him. Okay, fine. So Moshe actually was zocha to these crowns. Amar Shlakish, Asi the Kosh Baruch Hu, Lachzir Advanu. And it's Hashem, well, I'll get them back. Shnemer, Uftuya, Hashem Yishuvun, Uvo Tzion Berinam, Samachta Olam, Al Rosham, Simcha, Al Rosham. Simcha Shemei Olam Al Rosham. Right, it's a simcha that is on the heads, meaning it was on their heads originally back in the day. They'll have that simcha, and we'll get the crowns back. Okay. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rishon Shekdima Yisrael Nasa Menishma Yatsa Baskol VeAmar Lahen. When Bnei Yisrael said Nasa Menisha, Baskol came out and said, Mi Gila LeBnei Raz Zeh. Who told the people downstairs this secret? This is what the angels say to Am Yisrael, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dichtiv, as the Pasuk says, Dehillim, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachav, Giborei Koach, Osi Dvaro, Lishmo Bekol, Dabro, Lishmo Bekol Dabro. Beresha Osei, Uvahadar, Lishmo. Right? Originally it says Ose, right? Nase. And then it says the Shmo, then it says to listen. Right? They do what he wants and they listen to his voice. Right? That's Nase Vinishma, do and listen. Okay. Fine. Amar Bichamana Burbichanina, my dichtir, what does it mean when the Pasuk says Ketapuach Batse Ayar? Like an apple in the forest, or an apple tree in the forest. Lama Nimshal Yisrael Tapuach, why is Am Yisrael compared to a Tapuach? Lama Lecha, Ma Tapuach, Zepriyo, Kodem Le'elav. Just like an apple tree, apparently the apples bud before the leaves. Af Yisrael, Dimu Nasa, Le'nishma. Even Am Yisrael did put Nasa, which is, I guess, the fruit, right, the crux of Am Yisrael, the crux of Judaism, is Nasa, is mitzvos, is actions. They did that before the nishma, before I guess the listening. So too by the apple tree, where the fruit comes before the leaves, but the ikar comes before the tafel. Okay, hahu tzeduki dechazye l'rava. There was a tzeduki that saw Rava to come ayin b'shmeitza. He was learning teira v'yosva atzbaasa diday, and he was sitting on his fingers. Right, you see when you're sitting by a gemara for a while, your fingers, trying to find somewhere comfortable. He was sitting on them. Totu kara v'katz ma'etzbu. Etzbos of the diade tosu kara. He was under his sitting. He was sitting on them under his legs. V'katz ma'etzbu, and Rava was crushing his fingers. Right, and Rashi says v'hava mit akein baraglav v'eno mavin mitoch tirda. He was so bothered, not bothered. He was so busy with his learning, he didn't actually see what was going on and realize what was going on. Become Mabon as Bo said Dama, and he was bleeding all over the place. So Amale, so Tzeduki said to him, Ama Paziza the Kadmisu Pumaichu Ludnaichu. You're such a Amkshe Oref that you put your mouths before your ears, meaning you did not say Vinishma. Right? Meaning you can't even focus. Your mouth is busy in Torah, you don't even know what's going on around you. So Akati, right, and so Akati b'pachuzaisu, b'pachu, I'm terrible with these words, b'pachazusaihu kaimisu. But you're still stuck in your stubbornness. Bereshi boy lechu l'mishma. First you should have listened, mishma, right, instead of nasa v'nishma, you should have nishma v'nasa. Right? You should have listened first. I matzisu b'kabli, say, if you're able to accept the Torah, v'ilo or not. And lo kablisinu, if you weren't able to accept the Torah, you shouldn't have. Right? Why did you just jump and do this? You're like, I guess it's the opposite of stubborn. It's more like, what's the opposite? Impetuous, maybe. That's probably a good word. Yeah. All right, fine. So Amalei, so Rav said back to him, no. Anan, us, I'm Yisrael, this is a Gina Nishleimusa. No, we have complete and utter belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The Pasuk says, "Hisalachnu imo b'sum leiv." Right? We trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We weren't suspicious. We trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wouldn't give us something we couldn't handle. My Rebbe used to always say that, how do you know, what's a proof that you can handle all the mitzvahs of the Torah? That nothing is beyond us? Because if something was impossible for us to do, so then Hashem wouldn't have commanded it to us. How do you know? From the Eishes Yifas Torah. Right? If at the end of the beginning of Parshas Kisetze, you go out to war, you see a beautiful woman, the Torah says she's mother. Right? Without all the details. Right? Obviously, that's an oversimplification. But Torah says she's mother. She's usually Usher, and as Chazal explained, Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzirah, yeah, because a person who goes to war, says Chazal, is unable to control himself. So therefore, she is mother. So you see that everything else, right, apparently, is we are able to do. And that's what Rava was saying to this Tzeduki, right? That we had complete faith. We weren't afraid. We knew that Kosh Baruch Hu would give us stuff we could handle. Ksiv Ban, it says about, not Ksiv Ben, but Ksiv Ban, it says about us, about Am Yisrael, Tomas Yisharim Tenachem, that the faith will lead them. And Harach Inshi, the saga about Aliluso. But people who are, Aliluso is like, they're not from, right, people who don't have any sadish, any trust in Kosh Baruch Hu, Ksiv Bu, the Pasuk says, V'selav Bogdim Yeshdom. Bogdim are people who rebel. So Yeshadim, they will get destroyed. Right? L'ashmeid, L'rogu L'abeid, L'ashmeid, right? Yeshdom. I guess that's not exactly the same word. But okay, it means that the arrogance and the rebelliousness will get destroyed. Anyway, okay, fine. Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmina Rabbi Yonasan. My Dichtiv, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, Livavtini Achosi Kala, Livavtini Bachas Meinayach? Right, a Pasuk in Shir Shir. So the Gemara says, Betchila Bachas Meinayach, right? And originally, with with one of your eyes, again, that's a love song between Am Yisrael and Gosh Baruch Hu. So we looked at Kilu, we were trying to do Hashem Kilu Kiviyachal with one eye, because we said Nasa Menishma, right? But, like a shatasi, but when you do the Torah v'shteinayach, then it's with both of the eyes. Maybe it's Kosh Baruch Hu looking at us. Okay, I'm not sure. But either way, Lamaisa, right? We started with Nasa v'nishma, but then we started doing the Torah. Then we get with both eyes. Amar Ula, Ula says, Aluva kala mizana besoch chuposa. How terrible is it for a kala who is mizana, who cheats on her husband besoch chuposa, in the middle of the chuppah, right? That's exactly what Am Yisrael did, right? The Maimon Har Sinai is compared to a wedding, and when Moshe was still on the mountain getting the Torah, they worshipped the Avodah Zarah. Amar Rav Mari Bara Debas Shmuel, Rav Mari, the son of Shmuel's daughter. I forget why they don't mention his father. I think his father was a big Rasha, I forget. But either way, I forget what Shavera was, over the Munazara, maybe it was Mizana, I forget. But either way, Rav Mari, the son of Shmuel's daughter, so Mike Rowe, what's the pasuk that says this? Ad Shemelech b'misibo near D. When the king was at his misiba, at his party, near D, I think the end of the pasuk is that there's no more reach, there's no more smell in the perfume. Amar Rav Rav says, V'adayin chavivusa hu gabon. And it's still, even though, we did that. Still, Kosh Baruch Hu still loves us. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Nosan velo Ksiv Yisriach. That the perfume Nosan kind of like left, but didn't go bad, didn't get disgusting. All right, Tana Rabbanan, we learned the Rabbisa Aluvim Veinan Aluvim. Those who are insulted but do not insult right back. Shomim cherpas on veinam meshivim. They hear they get their cherpas like a disgrace or embarrassment. People again who get embarrassed but don't say anything back. Osim eava v'smichim b'yisurim. People who do mitzvos b'simcha and they are happy with yisurim. Not because people are happy with yisurim, but they understand that what the yisurim that here we're talking about here. Rashi says ala liva habalam again about the disgrace. Again, when other people yell at them and scream at them and people don't say anything back, Alehem a Pasuk Kasuv Omer, about these people, the Pasuk says, V'avav Ketzeis Hashem Es Gvuraso. They love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they'll be in the sun with all of its strength. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them bracha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, it says, Ma'ed Yechtir, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, Hashem Yitain Amar Omer Hamavasros Tzava Rav. Hashem made a declaration. So kol dibur b'divur sheyatzav mipi agvura nechlak l'shivim l'shonos. The Kosh Baruch Hu, any time when Hashem said with the adibros, right, each one of the aseres adibros, right, he said the first two. He said them all at once, and then he said the first two. So every time he said that, it was split up into 70 languages, meaning each of the nations could have heard the aseres adibros in their language. Tane debei Rabbi Yishma. The Pasuk says, "Kupatish yefotzeitz sela," like a hammer, it breaks a rock. So, "Ma patish zenech l'kamanitzotzo," it's just like when a hammer slams on a rock or a metal and kind of splits up. Nitzotzo literally are sparks. I guess the imagery could have been if it sparks when a hammer strikes a metal, but I guess we have a stone. Sela is a stone. So it can split the stone into many pieces. Af kol dibur dibur sheyatzav mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu nechlak l'shiv l'shonos. So do the same thing that Hashem said the dibros with 70 languages. Amar Rav Chanan al Bar Papa. My dichtiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says Shimu ki nagidim adaber? Listen when a nagid is a prince. Listen when the prince speaks. Lama nimshlu l'divrei Torah kanagid. Excuse me. Why is the words of Torah like a prince? Excuse me, just like a prince can also kill or make someone alive, right? Meaning, because he rules, presumably he rules the kingdom. After Ritera Yeshbam, Lahamis Ulachios, so too the Ritera can do that as well. Hainu Damarava, that's what Rava says, Lamayminim ba Sama Dechayim. For people to hold on to it, so it's a Sama, it's a potion of life. Lamasmeilim baba, people who hold on to it with their, sorry, lamayamina means people who grab it with their right hand. People who grab it with their left hand, so then, sama demosa, it's a potion of death. And again, the meaning of right and left, meaning the right being your strong hand for a person who grasps Torah for real, right, it's chaymi lamachazikim ba. But for a person who just kind of like, grabs onto it once in a while, doesn't really take it seriously, so then it's not something that will help him. Right, just like you have to take the proper medicine. So if a person really is not interested, it does it for his own, maybe he learns Torah for his own sake, or he doesn't take it seriously, he kind of just flaunts the halachos. So then that's, he's going to end up, right, there's so much Torah hate out there by people who have dabbled, let's say, in Torah, but they quickly discard it as if it's stupid or whatever. So we see all the time, unfortunately, in Am Yisrael, that there's a lot of religious hatred. So let's talk about what the Gemara says. Davar Acher, another way to explain this pasuk. Negidim, what do you mean? Being a prince called Dibur Shavtsim Kosh Baruch Hu Koshrin Lo Shnei Ketarim. Why were Am Yisrael called princes? Because when Kosh Baruch Hu said the Dibros, he had two crowns. Excuse me, on each dibra. Okay, because then we were compared to princes, right? Who wear a crown. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. My dechtir wasn't me when the pasuk says tzur harmor dodi li ben shaddai alim. Amra knesset yisrael fnei kadosh baruch hu ribono shel olam bnei yisrael shet hashem afal pi shem meitzar meimar li dodi. Even though you have we messed up, and then you told me to take off all of my crowns, etc., etc., and you punish me. So, still, Bein Shaddai Yalin, still, I still want to, we still have a Kosh Baruch Hu close to our heart. Eshkol HaKofer Didi, Dodi Li B'Karmei En Gedi. What does that pasuk mean? Again, more in Shir HaShirim. Again, Shir HaShirim is all about the relationship between Hashem and Kosh Baruch Hu, between Hashem and Kosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. So even though we sinned at the Chet Eigel with Chet Eigel at Har Sinai, so we still have this whole beautiful exposition that explains that the relationship is still tight between us. That's kind of just the juxtaposition between these things. Eshkol Akover Dodi Li B'Karmi En Gedi Misha Kol Shalom Mechaper Li. Right, for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, who owns everything, he's the one who's mechaper for me. He atones me for my sin. Alavon Gedi, for the sin of a Gedi. Right, Rashi says Avon Egel, like it is a goat, really, but it's talking about the Egel. Shekaram Tili, that I made for myself. My mashma dai karmi lishno demachnish. Who? How do you know that karmi implies that I brought this upon myself? Amar Marzutra, brother of Nachman, get the time with the Mishnah. Kisei shal koves, the chair of a laundry worker. Shekormin alav ezakelim, he piles on the clothing. So you see that's the lashon. If I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi, my dechtiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says lachayo karagos habosem, or lachayav, my cheeks are like karagos habosem, which smell nice, spices that smell nice. Kol dibur shelz mi piyakash baruchu nismale kol olam kula besamim. The whole world became filled with besamim. But kevan she mi dibur rishon nismale. The Gemara says, one second. Once the world is filled with spices the first time, Dibur Sheni Leichan Halach. What do you need to fill the entire world with spices the second time? So it's Kosh Baruch Hu Haruach Me'atzer Osav. Kosh Baruch Hu took out the wind from his storehouse. V'hayam Avi Rishon, and he would make each smell, or I guess spice, blow away. Meaning, so you had a spice for the first dibra, the second dibra, and they didn't infringe upon each other. It must have been very windy that day, yeah? So all the spices, all the smells blew away in time so that the second spice, the second smell could come in. Shneva's Pasuk says, since there's some Shoshanim, that's supposed more aware, Alter Greek Shoshanim, Ela Shoshonim. Rather, they're different, that the different smells were during Maimon Har Sinai. But I'm maybe Shoshan Levi, a little bit more. Right? This is perhaps the more well-known drasha of Rabbi Shimon Levi, that when Hakadosh Baruch Hu said the dibros, so Am Yisrael died. Shneimar Pasuk says Nafshi Yatzah B'Davro. The Gemara says, one second, if they died on the first one, Dibor Sheni Heichan Kiblu. How could they have gotten the second one? So Hori Tal She Asid Lahachios Bo Mesim. So Kosh Baruch Hu brought some of this dew, D E W, that is going to fall in the times of Tchis Amesim Vehechiosa, and all they were all brought back to life. Shneimar as Pasuk says, Geshem Nedavos Tanif Elukim Nachalatzka Vinil Eata Konanta. Okay. Rabbi Yeshua Levi says, "Call Dibur Shazam Piyak Kosh Baruch Hu Chazru Yisrael Achareim Shneim Asar Mil." Says no, a little bit different. They're not that they died, but they came back all the way. They ran away 12 asar mil from our Sinai, which is really really far. That's the edge of the encampment. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I forget which of the commentaries, but basically explains that it's not a stira because he's saying that some people died and some people ran away. Okay, fine. Vayu Malachei Asher is Medadim Nosan, and the angels would bring them back to Har Sinai. Shneimar as Pasuk says, Malachei Tzevakos Yidodun Yidodun. Al Tikri Yidodun Eli Yidodun. I'm not sure exactly of the language over there, but basically that they brought other people back to Har Sinai. Rabbi Shimon Levi. This is a whole story that goes on to Amud Beis. The famous debate between Moshe and the angels, as to right, the angels wanted the Torah, they were upset that Hashem gave it to Am Yisrael. Yeah, so we'll stop here. And Mitzvah Hashem, we'll do that entire story tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem, as we go weiter in the Hil Yashas, Yashikor Chavosai, keep on plugging away.